by Side, Second Edition, Book 3, Chapter 3, Page 24. What are they going to do? Listen.
Are you going to plant carrots this year?
No, I'm not. I planted carrots last year.
What are you going to plant?
I'm going to plant tomatoes.
Do exercises 1 through 10. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
Is Ted going to wear his blue suit today?
No, he isn't. He wore his blue suit yesterday.
What's he going to wear?
He's going to wear his black suit. 2. We'll begin.
Is Barbara going to cook fish tonight? No, she isn't. She cooked fish last night. What's she going to cook? She's going to cook chicken.
3. We'll begin.
Are you and your family going to Europe this summer?
No, we aren't. We went to Europe last summer.
Where are you going?
We're going to Mexico.
4. We'll begin.
Is Charlie going to play popular music this evening?
No, he isn't. He played popular music yesterday evening.
What's he going to play?
He's going to play jazz.
5. We'll begin.
Are you going to give your brother a watch for his birthday this year?
No, I'm not. I gave him a watch for his birthday last year.
What are you going to give him?
I'm going to give him a tie.
6. You begin. Are Mr. and Mrs. Peterson going to watch the football game on Channel 2 this Monday night?
No, they aren't. They watched the football game on Channel 2 last Monday night.
What are they going to watch?
They're going to watch the movie on Channel 4.
7. You begin.
Is Professor Hawkins going to teach European history this semester?
No, she isn't. She taught European history last semester.
What's she going to teach?
She's going to teach Latin American history.
8. You begin.
Are you going to take ballet lessons this year?
No, we aren't. We took ballet lessons last year.
What are you going to take?
We're going to take tap dance lessons.
9. You begin.
Is Mrs. McCarthy going to buy grapes this week?
No, she isn't. She bought grapes last week.
What's she going to buy?
She's going to buy bananas.
10. You begin.
Are you going to call the landlord this time?
No, I'm not. I called the landlord last time.
Who are you going to call?
I'm going to call the plumber.
Page 26. Plans for the weekend. Listen.
It's Friday afternoon, and all the employees at the Acme Insurance Company are thinking about their plans for the weekend. Doris is going to plant flowers in her yard. Michael is going to paint his house. Tom and Jane are going to go to the beach. Peter is going to play baseball with his children. Rita is going to go camping in the mountains. And Karen and her friends are going to have a picnic. Unfortunately, the employees at the Acme Insurance Company are going to be very disappointed. According to the radio, it's going to rain cats and dogs all weekend.
Page 26. Listening. Listen to the conversation and choose the answer that is true. 1. Don't wear your blue suit tonight. You wore it last weekend.
All right. Where's my black suit?
Do we need anything from the supermarket?
Yes, we need some beef, some potatoes, and some tomatoes.
Three.
Which movie do you want to see?
How about The Man in the Brown Suit?
Okay. What channel is it on?
Four. What are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to plant lettuce, tomatoes, and beans.
Five.
What's the matter with it?
The brakes don't work, and it doesn't start very well in the morning.
Six.
This car is very nice, but it's too expensive.
You're right.
Page 27. Will Richard get out of the hospital soon? Listen to the first model.
Will Richard get out of the hospital soon?
Yes, he will. He'll get out in a few days. Listen to the second model.
Will Sherman get out of the hospital soon?
No, he won't. He won't get out for a few weeks.
Do exercise 1 based on the first model. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. Will the movie begin soon?
Yes, it will. It'll begin at 8 o'clock.
Do exercise 2 based on the second model. We'll begin.
Will the game begin soon?
No, it won't. It won't begin until 3 o'clock.
Do exercises 3 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 3.
Will Bob and Betty see each other again soon?
Yes, they will. They'll see each other again this Saturday night. 4.
Will John and Julia see each other again soon?
No, they won't. They won't see each other again until next year.
5.
Will the soup be ready soon?
Yes, it will. It'll be ready in a few minutes.
6.
Will the turkey be ready soon?
No, it won't. It won't be ready for several hours. 7.
Will Mom be back soon?
Yes, she will. She'll be back in a little while.
8.
Will Shirley be back soon?
No, she won't. She won't be back for a long time.
28. Will you be home this evening? Listen to the first model.
Will you be home this evening?
Yes, I will. I'll be watching TV.
Listen to the second model.
Will Jane be home this evening?
No, she won't. She'll be working late at the office. Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Will Tom be home this evening?
Yes, he will. He'll be reading.
2.
Will Mr. and Mrs. Harris be home this evening?
Yes, they will. They'll be painting their bathroom.
3.
Will you be home this evening?
No, I won't. I'll be swimming.
4.
Will Sheila be home this evening?
No, she won't. She'll be doing her laundry. 5.
Will you and your family be home this evening?
No, we won't. We'll be ice skating.
6.
Will Sally be home this evening?
Yes, she will. She'll be cleaning her apartment.
7.
Will Mr. and Mrs. Grant be home this evening?
No, they won't. They'll be shopping.
8.
Will Donald be home this evening?
Yes, he will. He'll be filling out his income tax form.
9.
Will you be home this evening?
No, I won't. I'll be visiting a friend in the hospital.
30. Saying goodbye. Listen. Mr. and Mrs. Anastas are at the Athens airport. They're saying goodbye to their son Dimitri and his family. It's a very emotional day. In a few minutes, Dimitri and his family will get on a plane and fly to the United States. They won't be coming back. They're leaving Greece permanently, and Mr. and Mrs. Anastas won't be seeing them for a long, long time. Dimitri and his family are going to live in Chicago. They're going to stay with his wife's relatives. Dimitri will work in the family's restaurant. His wife, Anna, will take any job she can find during the day, and she'll study English at night. The children will begin school in September. Mr. and Mrs. Anastas are both happy and sad. They're happy because they know their son and his family will have a good life in their new home. However, they're sad because they know they're going to be very lonely. Their house will be quiet and empty. They'll have to celebrate holidays by themselves, and they won't see their grandchildren grow up. Someday, Mr. and Mrs. Anastas will visit Chicago, or perhaps they'll even move there. But until then, they're going to miss their family very much. As you can imagine, it's very difficult for them to say goodbye. Page 31. Could you possibly do me a favor? Listen.
Could you possibly do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
I've got a problem. I have to fix my roof, and I don't have a ladder. Could I possibly borrow yours?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't have one.
Oh, do you know anybody who does?
Yes. You should call Charlie. I'm sure he'll be happy to lend you his.
Thank you. I'll call him right away.
Do exercises 1 through 5. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
Could you possibly do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
I've got a problem. I have to fix my TV set, and I don't have a screwdriver. Could I possibly borrow yours?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't have one.
Oh, do you know anybody who does?
Yes, you should call Jane. I'm sure she'll be happy to lend you hers.
Thank you. I'll call her right away.
2. We'll begin.
Could you possibly do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
I've got a problem. I have to fix my front door, and I don't have a hammer. Could I possibly borrow yours?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't have one.
Oh, do you know anybody who does?
Yes, you should call Paul. I'm sure he'll be happy to lend you his.
Thank you. I'll call him right away.
3. We'll begin.
Could you possibly do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
I've got a problem. I have to write a composition for my English class, and I don't have a dictionary. Could I possibly borrow yours?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't have one.
Oh. Do you know anybody who does?
Yes. You should call Mr. and Mrs. Jones. I'm sure they'll be happy to lend you theirs.
Thank you. I'll call them right away.
4. You begin.
Could you possibly do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
I've got a problem. I have to fix my flat tire, and I don't have a jack. Could I possibly borrow yours?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't have one.
Oh, do you know anybody who does?
Yes. You should call Nancy. I'm sure she'll be happy to lend you hers.
Thank you. I'll call her right away.
5. You begin.
Could you possibly do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
I've got a problem. I have to go to a wedding and I don't have a tuxedo. Could I possibly borrow yours?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't have one.
Oh, do you know anybody who does?
Yes, you should call Peter. I'm sure he'll be happy to lend you his.
Thank you. I'll call him right away.
Page 33. On your own. Looking forward. Listen. 1.
John is looking forward to this weekend. He isn't going to think about work. He's going to read a few magazines, fix his car, and relax at home with his family.
2.
Alice is looking forward to her birthday. Her sister is going to have a party for her, and all her friends are going to be there.
3.
Mr. and Mrs. Williams are looking forward to their summer vacation. They're going to go camping in the mountains. They're going to hike several miles every day, take a lot of pictures, and forget about all their problems at home.
4.
George is looking forward to his retirement. He's going to get up late every morning, visit friends every afternoon, and enjoy quiet evenings at home with his wife.
3. Side by Side, Second Edition, Book 3, Chapter 4, Page 36. They've already seen a movie this week. Listen.
Are Mr. and Mrs. Smith going to see a movie tonight?
No, they aren't. They've already seen a movie this week.
Really? When?
They saw a movie yesterday. Do exercises 1 through 14. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Are Mr. and Mrs. Smith going to eat at a restaurant tonight?
2. No, they aren't. They've already eaten at a restaurant this week.
Really? When?
3. They ate at a restaurant yesterday.
2.
Is Frank going to get a haircut today?
3. No, he isn't. He's already gotten a haircut this week.
Really? When?
4. He got a haircut yesterday.
3.
Is Lucy going to write to her best friend today?
4. No, she isn't. She's already written to her best friend this week.
Really? When?
5. She wrote to her best friend yesterday. 4.
Is Bob going to take his children to the zoo today?
5. No, he isn't. He's already taken his children to the zoo this week.
Really? When?
He took his children to the zoo yesterday.
Five. Are you going to give blood today?
No, I'm not. I've already given blood this week.
Really? When?
I gave blood yesterday.
Six.
Are you and your friends going to see a play this evening?
No, we aren't. We've already seen a play this week.
Really? When?
We saw a play yesterday.
Seven.
Is Jennifer going to go to a concert tonight?
No, she isn't. She's already gone to a concert this week.
Really? When?
She went to a concert yesterday. Eight.
Is Philip going to wear his red tie today?
No, he isn't. He's already worn his red tie this week.
Really? When?
He wore his red tie yesterday.
Nine.
Is Mary going to do her food shopping today?
No, she isn't. She's already done her food shopping this week.
Really? When?
She did her food shopping yesterday.
10.
Is Max going to swim at the health club today?
No, he isn't. He's already swum at the health club this week.
Really? When?
He swam at the health club yesterday.
11.
Is Marion going to wash her car today?
No, she isn't. She's already washed her car this week.
Really? When?
She washed her car yesterday.
12.
Is Clara going to play bingo today?
No, she isn't. She's already played bingo this week.
Really? When?
She played bingo yesterday.
13. Are you going to buy bananas today?
No, I'm not. I've already bought bananas this week.
Really? When?
I bought bananas yesterday.
14.
Is Tom going to spend a lot of money at the department store today?
No, he isn't. He's already spent a lot of money at the department store this week.
Really? When?
He spent a lot of money at the department store yesterday.
Page 38. We can't decide. Listen.
My friends and I can't decide what to do tonight. I don't want to see a movie. I've already seen a movie this week. Jack doesn't want to go bowling. He has already gone bowling this week. Nancy doesn't want to eat at a restaurant. She has already eaten at a restaurant this week. Betsy and Philip don't want to play cards. They have already played cards this week. And nobody wants to go dancing. We have all gone dancing this week. It's already 9 p.m., and we still haven't decided what we're going to do tonight.
Page 39. They just haven't had the time. Listen.
Do you like to swim?
Yes, I do. But I haven't swum in a long time.
Why not?
I just haven't had the time.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Does Kathy like to go camping?
2. Yes, she does. But she hasn't gone camping in a long time.
Why not?
She just hasn't had the time.
2. Does Robert like to do his English homework?
Yes, he does. But he hasn't done his English homework in a long time.
Why not?
He just hasn't had the time.
3.
Do you like to read the New York Times?
Yes, I do. but I haven't read the New York Times in a long time.
Why not?
I just haven't had the time.
4. Do you and your sister like to play Monopoly?
Yes, we do. But we haven't played Monopoly in a long time.
Why not?
We just haven't had the time.
5.
Do Bob and Sally like to take dance lessons?
Yes, they do. But they haven't taken dance lessons in a long time.
Why not?
They just haven't had the time.
6.
Does Betsy like to make her own clothes?
Yes, she does. But she hasn't made her own clothes in a long time.
Why not?
She just hasn't had the time.
7.
Does William like to write poetry?
Yes, he does. But he hasn't written poetry in a long time.
Why not?
He just hasn't had the time.
8.
Do you like to see your old friends?
Yes, I do. But I haven't seen my old friends in a long time.
Why not?
I just haven't had the time.
Page 40. Have you seen the new Walt Disney movie yet? Listen.
Have you seen the new Walt Disney movie yet?
Yes, I have. I saw it yesterday.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin. Have you written your composition yet?
Yes, I have. I wrote it yesterday.
2. We'll begin.
Has Nancy ridden her new bicycle yet?
Yes, she has. She rode it yesterday.
3. We'll begin. Has Arthur taken his driver's test yet?
Yes, he has. He took it yesterday.
4. We'll begin.
Have Sharon and Charles done their homework yet?
Yes, they have. They did it yesterday.
5. You begin. Have you read chapter 3 yet?
Yes, we have. We read it yesterday.
6. You begin.
Has David gotten his paycheck yet?
Yes, he has. He got it yesterday.
7. You begin.
Have Mr. and Mrs. Chang made plans for the weekend yet?
Yes, they have. They made them yesterday.
8. You begin. Has Stanley worn his new suit yet?
Yes, he has. He wore it yesterday.
9. You begin. Have you met your new English teacher yet?
Yes, I have. I met him yesterday.
41. Has Peter left for work yet? Listen.
Has Peter left for work yet?
No, he hasn't. He has to leave now.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
Has Mildred taken her medicine yet?
No, she hasn't. She has to take her medicine now. 2. We'll begin.
Have you finished your homework yet?
No, I haven't. I have to finish my homework now.
3. We'll begin.
Has Bill gotten up yet?
No, he hasn't. He has to get up now.
4. We'll begin.
Have John and Julia said goodbye yet?
No, they haven't. They have to say goodbye now.
5. You begin. Have you fed the dog yet?
No, we haven't. We have to feed the dog now.
6. You begin.
Has Barbara called her boss yet?
No, she hasn't.
She has to call her boss now. 7. You begin.
Has Timmy gone to bed yet?
No, he hasn't. He has to go to bed now.
8. You begin.
Have you spoken to your landlord yet?
No, I haven't. I have to speak to my landlord now.
9. You begin.
Has Harry paid his electric bill yet?
No, he hasn't. He has to pay his electric bill now.
42. Working overtime. Listen.
I'm an employee of the Goodwell Computer Company. This is a typical Friday afternoon at our office. All the employees are working overtime. We haven't gone home because we haven't finished our work yet. Friday is always a very busy day. The secretary still hasn't typed 2 important letters. The bookkeeper hasn't written all the paychecks. The office clerks haven't delivered all the mail. And the boss still hasn't spoken to 3 important people who are waiting to see him. As for me, I'm the custodian, and I haven't finished my work yet either. I still haven't cleaned all the offices because my co-workers haven't gone home yet. I'm not really surprised. Friday is always a very busy day at our office.
43. Have you seen any good movies recently? Listen.
What are you going to do tonight?
I'm not sure. I really want to see a good movie. I haven't seen a good movie in a long time.
What movie are you going to see?
I don't know. Have you seen any good movies recently?
Yes, I have. I saw a very good movie just last week.
Really? What movie did you see?
I saw The Return of Superman.
And you liked it?
I loved it. I think it's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
45. Sharon likes New York. Listen. Sharon has lived in New York for a long time. She has done a lot of things in New York. She has seen several plays. She has gone to the top of the Empire State Building. She has visited the Statue of Liberty. And she has taken a tour of the United Nations. However, there's a lot she hasn't done yet. She hasn't gone to a concert. She hasn't spent time at any art museums. And she hasn't gone to the top of the World Trade Center. Sharon likes New York. She has done a lot of things, and there's still a lot more to do. 45. Listening. Sharon is on vacation in San Francisco. She's checking her list of things to do while she's on vacation. On the list below, check the things Sharon has already done.
Sharon has already seen the Golden Gate Bridge.
Sharon
She hasn't visited Golden Gate Park yet. She took a tour of Alcatraz Prison yesterday. She's going to go to Chinatown tomorrow. She's eaten at Fisherman's Wharf, and she hasn't had time to buy souvenirs yet.
Alan is a secretary in a very busy office. He's checking his list of things to do before 5 p.m. on Friday. On the list below, check the things Alan has already done.
Alan has called Mrs. Porter. He has to type the letter to the Ajax Insurance Company. He's gone to the bank. He hasn't taken the mail to the post office. He cleaned the coffee machine. And he's going to speak to the boss about his salary.
It's Saturday, and Judy and Paul Johnson are doing lots of things around the house. They're checking the list of things they have to do today. On the list below, check the things they've already done.
Judy and Paul haven't done the laundry. They have to wash the kitchen windows. They've paid the bills. They'll clean the garage later. They couldn't fix the bathroom sink. But they vacuumed the living room.
End of chapter 4.